Reporters like Judith Miller don't often go to jail in Illinois. Sure, they use confidential sources. Sure, prosecutors or parties to a lawsuit want to know who said what to the reporters. But the state civil procedure law titled Reporter's Privilege offers Illinois reporters significant protection. It's the sort of law many journalists would like to see enacted on the federal level, one that has the potential to keep reporters like Miller out of the slammer should a federal prosecutor come to call. Take the first line of the statute. No court may compel any person to disclose the sources of any information obtained by a reporter, except under certain detailed circumstances. That's a pretty strong way to start, and Illinois courts take notice of that legislative directive. One court wrote that to ask a reporter to reveal a source is only a last resort. Another found that without the reporter's privilege statute, the First Amendment right to freely gather and disseminate information would be compromised. Given that, it's no surprise that Illinois courts often refuse to force testimony from journalists. Some reported cases are decided in favor of the reporters on procedural grounds, and some are decided directly in their favor, but in most, the journalist wins. Here's a reminder of the Illinois law. Before a court can force a reporter to testify, it must find that the reporter's disclosure would be essential to the protection of the public interest involved in the case, and that all other available sources of information have been exhausted. So in Illinois, just because someone wants to know something doesn't mean that the reporter will be forced to testify. There must be some public benefit, not just a private one. And a quick search for the information elsewhere isn't enough. The party or prosecutor must prove that they've exhausted all other available avenues. Only then can a judge compel the reporter to disclose the information. That happened in a case involving a special prosecutor's investigation into whether two Illinois city officials had perjured themselves, for example. But think about these Illinois cases. A party or a prosecutor wanted to know who told a reporter about a museum's art dealings, who gave reporters a sealed juvenile court transcript, who told a reporter someone was a paid CIA informant, who told a reporter details about an armed robbery, who hinted to medical journal editors that the author of an article stood to benefit financially should it be published. In each of those cases, the courts ruled that the reporter shouldn't be forced to testify at all, or at least until better proof that the statutory provisions were met. Some judges disagreed whether a true public interest was involved and whether other sources had truly been exhausted. But for one procedural reason or another substantive reason, the reporter's testimony wasn't forced in all but that one case. It's not clear which way the Judith Miller case would be decided under the Illinois Reporter's Privilege Law, of course. Much is left to the court's discretion. But the odds, at least, would clearly be in her favor. And that's the reason behind the push for a similar federal law. I'm Amy Guida.